And now the last in our series of Fenway memories. This one from April 2006 comes from John Cahoon of Plastow, New Hampshire.
My wife and I had become rabid Sox fans in 2003. I had always followed the Sox growing up, but my wife hadn't really. And 2003, she got hooked and was really excited to follow the following year, which, of course, was the year of magic.
And the Boston Red Sox are the world champions!
So after that, we were both definitely hooked. And whenever we got a chance to go to a game, we could. And with a child, we had a very small child, it was difficult to get away. I remember distinctly that feeling you get when you walk through the tunnel into any part of Fenway, whether it's behind home plate or the bleachers. It's just that majesty of opening up in front of you in the middle of Boston. You've got this gorgeous baseball park. It's just full of history, and you can just feel it when you walk in. The sights, the smells, the sounds.
Curt Schilling with victories against the Texas Rangers and the Baltimore.
Curt Schilling got the start, so that was, we were really excited to see Curt Schilling pitch. We watched the game. As I recall, it was pretty much a heavy hand from the Sox.
Gonzalez hits it in the air towards deep center field. Reed headed back to the wall, and it's off the wall. Lowell from third scores. Dustin Moore.
So there wasn't a whole lot of nail biting, so it's rather unremarkable. Unfortunately, I don't remember what happened in the fourth. I don't remember what happened in the third.
Towards the corner, Willie Moe on to the top to make the catch. It ends the top of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch, 2-1.
I do remember what happened at the seventh inning stretch. Everybody stood up, and my wife tapped me, looked at me with a small smile, and said, "I'm pregnant." I sort of just nodded, and she nodded, and I turned around to face the back section of the bleachers behind me, and I said, "I'm going to be a father again." Top of my lungs, I lost my voice, and I was really excited. And then the people around me started cheering, which was great within itself. But the cheering spread out through the bleachers and then around to the grandstand. And before I knew it, the entire Fenway faithful, everybody in the ballpark was just cheering. Now, granted, they were all cheering because we were at Fenway Park, and that's what you do when you're excited and you're a Sox fan. But in that moment, to me, I really felt like everybody knew what was going on and was sharing in my joy. In that moment, I'll never forget.
John Cahoon of Plastow, New Hampshire. To see other Fenway memories and to share yours, go to radioboston.org. Our series was produced by Radio Boston's Dan Moss.